The show is Live and Local. I'm Kevin Kelly. It's your connection to local music and more. On New Year's Eve, December the 31st, the Chorale, based in Champaign-Urbana, is giving its annual See You at the Virginia concert, meaning the Virginia Theater in downtown Champaign. This year it is a Broadway review and a bit of a musical variety show. Featuring Dan Perino and the Mighty Wurlitzer Theater Organ and a number of alumni of the Chorale's Young Artist Program, which we will hear about because we have two of those alumni with us and also Dan Perino as well, and of course the director of the Chorale, Julie Beiler. That's the first portion of our show. And then the second part is going to be some Christmas carols sung for us live by the Temperley Singers, as they have gotten to be known, with Nicholas and Mary Temperley, who have been doing this for, as of this year, 50 years now. And they've brought with them seven singers, and they'll be in our studio for the later portion of Live and Local on FM 90.9. Stay tuned. And that was music by Pavel Yosef Vavanovsky, his name, a sonata for Christmas, played here by the Academy of Ancient Music, led by Christopher Hogwood, on Live and Local on FM 90.9. On the program today, a little later, we're going to have some Christmas carols from the Temperley Singers, celebrating their 50th anniversary in doing this sort of thing, going not exactly door-to-door, but at least going to various people's homes over the years. And in the first portion of the show, Julie Beiler is music director of the Chorale, who are giving their annual See You at the Virginia concert on New Year's Eve, Virginia Theater downtown Champaign. It's a Broadway review this year. And she's brought with her three people who are going to be participating in that program. Caitlin Caruso-Dobbs is Are you 16 now?
I'm 15.
You're still 15.
I'll be 16 on Saturday.
Oh wow! Well, that should be exciting.
It is.
Will you have your driver's license?
Not quite. Okay. I have to wait about a month or so till I have had my permit for 9 months.
Good. Well, let everybody know when you
I
get
will.
That. Yeah, so we can be careful. And then Molly Netter has been, both of these girls have been in, no longer girls in Molly's case, been involved in the Young Artist Program that the Chorale has had for many years, appearing as soloists with the Chorale, and they'll always, somebody comes back and sings next year, and both of you have been singers. Molly, graduate of Urbana High School, I know, and doing what now?
I'm still at Oberlin Conservatory. I'm in my senior year.
Oh, good for you. My sister went to Oberlin.
Oh, really?
Not the conservatory, though. She majored in theater.
Oh, great.
So I've been to that campus once. And also with us is Dan Perino, who has actually been something of a mentor, I know, to Caitlin, and also Abby Burgett, who's not with us on this program, but
has... Molly.
And Molly as well, okay. Yes. So Dan has a long, long, long history. I'm sure many of our listeners, at least in Champaign-Urbana, are familiar with Dan and working in music education at the university and music education ever since. I mean, you never stop educating people, I think, and yourself as well. But Dan's going to be playing the Mighty Wurlitzer Theater Organ.
No.
Is that not correct?
No.
It says here, Dan Perino and the Mighty Wurlitzer
Theater Organ.
That's right.
Dan's up in front leading us in song.
Ah, so Dan is the leader.
Right. And the Mighty Wurlitzer is being played by Michael Hammer, who's our accompanist, the Chorale's accompanist.
I misinterpreted my PR material here.
Well, we need Dan to tell us how to sing and when to be loud and when to be soft.
Well, I was going to say, I didn't know you played the Mighty Wurlitzer, Dan, so I guess I still don't know that.
Well... So, Mighty Wurlitzer needs some work on it.
Well, you know, I hesitate to ask here, but Warren York, who has played that Is he doing okay?
He's actually not well. He's last I heard, he's at the Danville Veterans Hospital. And I think we might have heard the last of Warren's regular organ playing last New Year's Eve when he played for us. He's not doing well. So those of us who remember Warren, who played for us all but 2 years of our 19 years there, wish him well. And if you think of Warren, send him a postcard and tell him hello and how he's missed.
Well, exactly. Anybody who's been to shows of the Champaign-Urbana Theater Company as well has heard Warren play the organ for many years. And we'll miss his red socks.
Trademark
red socks. Well, I certainly hope that he becomes better than he now is. So, Julie, give us an overview of, first of all, this year's concert, a Broadway review this year. You don't always have that theme, do you?
Oh, no. We have different themes. But after last year's concert, literally minutes after when I was down on the floor talking to folks, Dan Perino and Eve Harwood, who is Molly's mom, came up to me and said, well, what would you think if we would offer to help produce the guest portion of next New Year's Eve?
And did I really volunteer?
You really did. Okay. You did volunteer. And it might have been a weak moment, but I never take that as a, it's always a welcome thing to when somebody volunteers to do that. So I said, well, what did you have in mind? And he said, well, Molly could come back and we could have Abby. And so he just started listing off people. And Tyler was actually one of our scholarship students whom I have not heard for 4 years. He went off to New York.
Tyler Stein.
Yes, as soon as he could get away. He was off studying and working in New York and has always been busy, but turns out that he's graduated this past May and back in town for a little breather before he starts a tour. So Dan and Eve have put together these four folks, two of whom, as you mentioned, are returning scholarship students. Caitlin has yet to be a senior in high school, and then she can join the ranks of perhaps a scholarship applicant. And so then we talked about Broadway, because that's what Tyler is doing, excuse me. And Molly has done some Broadway for us on a New Year's Eve in a return trip. So hence the Broadway theme.
And, of course, the chorale will sing as well.
We will.
Incidentally.
Incidentally. So I scurried around and found some good Broadway music for the chorale. We're doing a Phantom of the Opera medley and something from Oliver and Carousel and Seussical the Musical, trying to cover kind of different Broadway shows that might interest people.
Wow, that does sound like a good variety of things. And,
yep.
And then with this, so I gather there is a sing-along that Dan's going to lead, and we'll let the audience find out what that's going to involve.
You know, that I just have to tell you that when we started this 19 years ago, Warren and several other people found these 2,000 glass slides in the basement of the Virginia. They're the hand-painted slides with the lyrics on them that were used back in the days of vaudeville. That stage actually saw the likes of Charlie Chaplin and Buster Keaton, and they used them for the very purpose which we're doing with the audience sing-along. So Dan comes out, and tell him what you do, Dan.
Yeah, well, I should say that those slides were used when I was a student, which dates me, but sing-alongs were very popular here, both at the Rialto Theater, which is right where Robeson's department store is, and the Virginia Theater. They each had theater organs. And I'm not quite sure if the Orpheum did, but sing-alongs were very popular just all over the country.
And these theaters, all three that you mentioned, are all in downtown Champaign.
Yes, right. And the people, it's not so much me standing in front waving, but they like to see the slides, because some of the slides are very colorfully done. And some of the words, they'll have little words or phrases in parentheses saying, sing loud, sing soft, don't sing, funny things as they're going through the song. So the people are not staring at me, they're looking at the slides.
That's what you think.
That's pretty interactive, really.
Yeah.
No,
anyway, and these songs are all old ones. You know, Ain't She Sweet, 5'2",
Down by the Old Mill Stream,
yeah, and so forth. And the people love to sing. It's a good sound from the audience.
Does the Virginia Theater is a huge theater. Does it fill up for this concert?
19 years ago when we first did it, we turned away 200 people. We had general admission sales, never dreaming that people would be interested in a downtown performing venue. But that's actually why we started this, because Carasotis had the theater its future was uncertain, and so we did that. We haven't filled it. We always have to watch out for the weather. We have to be sure that the Illini aren't in a bowl game. There are lots of criteria.
No problem there this year.
That's true. But lots of criteria. We'd love to fill the theater. Come on down, get your tickets.
Yeah, and there's, well, of course, people do have New Year's Eve parties, so I guess it's depends how you like to spend your New Year's Eve.
Some people have actually, after 19 years, incorporated it into their New Year's Eve celebration, and it's early in the evening, as you know, from 7 to 9, so you can go out and party afterward, or do like I do and go home and put on my bathrobe and put my feet up.
Well, tell them how the money is used.
Oh, I will. Thanks. This is the concert, the only concert during our season for which we charge an admission. So our fall concert, Celebration of Life, is free to the public, as is our Spring Young Artist Scholarship Concert. This New Year's Eve concert revenue supports our Young Artist Program. So when you buy your ticket, not only do you get yourself a good evening of entertainment, but you really do support a crucial part of our mission, and that is awarding $1,000 scholarships to qualified high school seniors who are planning to continue their music studies at the university level.
And then they have to audition to get that scholarship.
Yes, they go through they send in a tape or a CD first, so that's a first round audition, and then certain ones are invited for a live audition and an interview. We don't just audition, we do talk to the students and find out
what they're all about.
Yep, so it's a great program.
Sort of like Miss America pageant, right?
Please, no bathing suits.
They have
suits,
to do the interview, but you don't except for that part of it.
Yes.
No, I'm just thinking they do these interviews, and you young ladies are not. I'm sorry I brought that up. Now I'm just thinking about how incredibly vacuous those conversations almost inevitably are, and that is not the case with Caitlin or Molly. That's
our interviews really give us a chance to know about these young people. We've met so many wonderful kids. When you find out their passion and their devotion to what they want to do and their enthusiasm as they're stepping off.
Did you tell me that Tyler Stein was a scholarship?
He was.
He was.
Mm-hmm,
well, you brought along a CD of Tyler Stein. We're going to hear Molly and Caitlin live in our studio, rather impromptu here in a little bit. But Tyler not here, but we do have him here on, as we used to say, on Memorex. I don't know what brand of CD this is, but in any event, let's hear a little bit of Tyler Stein, and we'll find out what he's singing here on Live and Local on FM 90.9.
Take you from me.
Tyler Stein here on Live and Local. And I'm going to let Molly Netter introduce that because she seems to know when he did that and everything.
Is he brought the CD by our house this morning. It's from his senior recital at NYU. And that was, of course, George and Ira Gershwin's They Can't Take That Away From Me.
And is he in theater at NYU?
Yes, I believe so. That was his major. And he just graduated, so he's been spending a year doing the New York life, doing auditions every day and working really hard. So, and he said he's going on tour.
Yeah, he says
this
he's getting,
spring, so
getting ready for a six-month tour. Mm-hmm. Going to be on the road and find out what that life is like.
Yeah, no kidding. I was thinking New York life to a theater person means waiting tables, doing auditions, and starving.
I think that's about what he said,
sleeping
actually.
On a friend's couch, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And Caitlin Dobbs is with us also. All three of these young people have been young artists. No, except Caitlin, who isn't eligible yet because she's a mere 15, almost 16 as of Saturday. But Molly and Tyler, sort of graduates, alumni, if you call them, of the Young Artist Program for the Chorale, who are giving their annual New Year's Eve concert, See You at the Virginia, they call it this year, a Broadway review. And Caitlin is the one of you that I have had the privilege to work with a number of times, including Les Miserables, and you'd have to tell me what all else because I've forgotten.
Yeah, I'm actually going to sing on my own at the concert.
Oh, are you? From Les Mis, of course. She was Eponine in the production that I was involved in. But you've done some things with Tyler, you were telling me.
Yeah. When I was younger, he took lessons from my mother, who's a private voice teacher. And we did a show, it must have been 2003 or 2004, with Abby Birgit Kroll, who's also going to be in the concert with us. It was 110 in the Shade. We did it at the Station Theater. And it's a musical based on the play The Rainmaker. And Tyler played Abby's younger brother. She has two or three brothers in the show, and she was the lead, Lizzie Curry. And I was just in the chorus.
Abby doesn't actually have any brothers, does she? Or does she?
No, she has a
younger sister
named Caitlin.
Yeah, so you must like her very, very much then.
She was also in the show, actually. She played Tyler's girlfriend. So.
Well, Molly, have you done any theater?
In town, I did things when I was in Urbana High School. Actually, I was also in productions with Tyler. We played husband and wife in Still Life with Iris in high school, and also in 42nd Street, we worked together. But other than that, I've been doing mostly classical things since leaving school. Also, I worked with Dan on a number of Broadway reviews in sort of the similar vein as what Abby Birgit did and what Caitlin is doing now. So.
Well, this is what I want, you perfect lead in, because this is what I wanted to ask about next, is Mr. Perino over there. when did you start coaching these young people on these kinds of projects, Broadway especially, but just singing in general?
Well, my work at the university and also with the Medicare, a lot of it has been outreach and public relations.
This is, by the way, Medicare 7, 8, or 9,
right,
not the health program,
right.
Which is a Dixieland band.
Yeah, right. But there was a need for the average audience to listen to music of a popular nature. And so I was asked a number of times to prepare a program for public relations for the foundation or the alumni or some group on the campus. And it started with Abby when a request was made, and we went up to Rockford to do a program. And it was a cabaret style where there's a pianist, a singer, and the singer tells a story about the composer, like Michael Feinstein, about the composer, the song, and so on. So it went from Abby, and then it went through a number of other university students, and some of them have done very well. One of them made her debut at Carnegie Hall this past year, and they've been not only here in Champaign-Urbana or the state, but they've traveled around the country.
And who, excuse me, Dan, who was that who just did the Carnegie thing?
Courtney Hoffman.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. And those were all university students, and of course working with Abby and Molly was just a joy. Well, all of them, other than having terrible personalities, are fun to work with. No, they're really terrific, and you have sleepless nights just thinking about new programs that you could do for them. But then Mrs. Query, who was with the Retired Teachers Association, said, "I heard a young 13-year-old girl sing the role of Eponine on my own, and she was really delightful. And she mentioned your name doing the show. And I said, well, who is it? She said, I don't know. And so I had the tracker down and found out that it was Caitlin. And I wasn't sure that we could work with one so young at 13 years old. But after she came over to the house with her parents, it was obvious that she was also a natural. So we started developing shows for her, and their requests are continuing to come in. I think if Molly was still in town, we would get more requests. We could have a whole stable of, you know, singers doing these programs. It's a delight to work with such talented people.
It was really fun to watch them all work in Molly's living room yesterday. It was the first time they'd gotten together for rehearsal, and so they were all four reminiscing and coming together. And as you mentioned, they're tied together in such strange ways. I first met Abby when I auditioned her for Secret Garden when she was 10 for the Villa Grove production. So it's kind of interesting the way they're all connected.
Yeah, and I've met Abby through theater too, but I'm also trying to remember if I've even worked with Abby in shows. I've just seen her in shows, a number of them. So, Molly, what's it like to work with Mr. Perino over here?
You know, I was going to say, he was saying it's such a pleasure to work with us. It's a real pleasure for us to work with him. He's taught me so much about popular music and just music in general, and how to bring out the nuances in the words and really how to bring out the meaning in each song. And it's a really valuable thing to learn to know, and it's just been a pleasure working with him. He's so sweet. He's always so
yes.
He knows everyone. I can't go out to lunch with him without, you know, yeah. four or five people stopping us and saying, Mr. Perino.
Well, that's for sure, yeah.
It's like he's walking around with a celebrity.
Can I say something about Caitlin and Abby? When Abby sang the lead of after she graduated from high school at the summer at the Sunshine Theater, Dinner Theater, she sang the role of Maria. Caitlin just happened to be the youngest Von Trapp singer, Gretel. Is that who it was?
Yes.
Yeah, so that's an interesting connection.
That was for CUTC, wasn't it?
No.
Was that Sunshine?
Yeah, that was in 2001.
That must have been right before they stopped.
Actually, it was the Starlight Dinner Theater at that point.
Oh, that's right.
You know, and it was that way for like a couple years, and then now the Chancellor is gone, so. Yeah.
So let me, Kevin, I say one more thing about Molly. Molly just came back from singing for the entire 4 weeks, rather, in Germany. Selected, was one of 13 sopranos selected from the entire country to go to Germany and spend a month there to re-record the Messiah. Maybe you could say something about it.
No kidding.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah, it was a wonderful experience. It was with the Festival Ensemble Stuttgart Choir, which has been going on for a number of years. This was their last year of the festival, but it's all expenses paid, and so it was really, really fun to get to go and be part of an international choir. And we sang Handel's Messiah and then premiered a new Messiah by Sven David Sandström and recorded it there, and it was a wonderful experience. I got to meet a lot of other singers and work with Helmut Rilling, who is the conductor of that.
Somebody
group.
Had the nerve to write a new Messiah. That's seriously that's seriously brave.
It was incredible.
Well, we brought you guys along not only to talk, but also to sing a little bit. And I realize we don't have accompaniment for you, but you're fine musicians who can hold your own. What do you want to do?
Okay, Caitlin, I'm going to step in here. They're closing the show, their portion of the show, with a medley from West Side Story. Mm-hmm. And Caitlin is going to give you just a little teaser from her portion, which is Somewhere.
There's a place for us. Somewhere a place for us. Peace and quiet and open air wait for us somewhere.
Now, speaking of really brave, that's, you know, at noon in the morning with no piano. That's a really, so thanks
Thank
for doing
you.
That. And I'm going to let Molly decide what she's going to do.
Well, I think I'll do a little bit of Night and Day. It's also a teaser for the program.
Night and day, you are the one. Only you beneath the moon and under the sun. Whether near to me or far, makes no difference, darling, where you are. I think of you day and night.
And Kevin, Molly can also scat sing.
You good at scat?
Do you have a sample of that?
Whether near to me or far makes no difference, darling, where you are. I think of you day and night.
So, Caitlin, if you keep working with Dan Perino, you could do that too.
She's getting there.
I've attempted, but I'm not as naturally keen for scat singing as Molly is, but we've tried a couple
we'll get
times.
There.
Yeah.
And were you guys going to do a duet, or did we nix that idea?
This morning?
Yeah.
No, I think we're
going
to make you come to hear that.
Yeah.
They're doing individual numbers, duets and trios, and then the whole ensemble will open and close the show.
Well, those were great teasers because you stopped way too soon. Let's hear more. Let's hear more. And that, of course, is a large part of the point of this conversation, is to get you all to go out and hear the chorale and Caitlin Dobbs and Molly Netter and Abby Burgett Krall and Tyler Stein and Dan Perino leading this sing-along and Michael Hammer at the Mighty Wurlitzer. Did I miss anybody?
And, Kevin, we need to bring in Molly's mom, Eve Harwood.
Is she singing too?
No, but she's working very hard behind the scenes. She's written some arrangements out and is actually rehearsing these young people. So she needs to be recognized.
She's driving the parade in the mm-hmm. background, yeah. mm-hmm. calling the shots for rehearsals and getting the tunes ready and worked hard.
And, of course, ultimately, Julie Byler responsible for this annual New Year's Eve concert. See you at the Virginia this year, a Broadway review with the chorale and lots of friends. A musical variety show. It's going to be the Virginia Theater is in downtown Champaign. It starts at 7 o'clock that night. Lots of time to go party later on. And if you want to get tickets, call the Virginia Theater box office. It's area 217-356-9053. All the proceeds help fund the Young Artist Scholarship Program, which will be in May. And if you want more information on the chorale and its various programs, it's thechorale.org.
Right.
Julie Byler's the director, and with her guests, thank you very much for joining us on Live and Local today, and good luck with the concert.
Thank you.
Coming up in just a few moments, the Temperley Singers celebrating their 50th anniversary doing carols at Christmas time. It's Live and Local on FM 90.9. I'm Kevin Kelly. It was a performance by the Oklahoma Woodwind Quintet of a Christmas spiritual medley, Go Tell on the Mountain and Sweet Little Jesus Boy, here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. Our program today is made possible with support from the World Harvest International and Gourmet Foods, featuring foods from around the world, including imported chocolates, cookies, cheeses, gift baskets, and party catering. Also through the holidays, daily food tastings with an expanded tasting on Saturdays. World Harvest Foods, located at the intersection of 6th and University in Champaign. On our calendar for the next couple of days, we have the Illinois Wesleyan Wind Ensemble giving a concert this afternoon at 3 o'clock at the Bloomington Center for the Performing Arts. And tonight in Decatur, the Young Park Singers are singing at the Decatur Public Library. That's 6:30 tonight. And then tomorrow night, the first of a number of performers at the Iron Post in downtown Urbana through Christmas and up through New Year's as well. Keithmas is the name of the program. It's taking place on Keith Harden's birthday. Keith Harden and friends at the Iron Post tomorrow night at 8:30 in downtown Urbana. Those are just some of the area musical events. And among the other events that have probably already happened and are still going to happen, I assume, but we'll hear more about this in just a moment, are performances at people's homes by the Temperley Singers, as they have gotten to be called, Nicholas and Mary Temperley, Both professors now retired at the University of Illinois, Nicholas a musicologist there, and Mary in the English department, I believe, professor of emeritus of English department. Do I have that right?
Somewhat. English linguistics and ESL.
So you covered a wide range of things. Mary and Nicholas have been doing this caroling thing as of this year for 50 years.
Right, and that's when I first came to University of Illinois in 1959, and very soon met Mary, and we did some carol singing.
And his accent gives away where he came from.
That's right. Even after all these years, you can tell.
I was reading the article that the university put out by Melissa Mitchell, and I love the way it starts here. Most days of the year, Nicholas Temperley is a relatively low-key, mild-mannered musicology scholar, and I half expected the next line to say that he goes into a phone booth every once in a while and puts on a cape and becomes a super caroler or something like that. What made you decide to get not obviously this group together, but the first caroling group?
Well, in England, another older friends got this kind of thing going, and they found that people like to hear carols, but on the whole, they'd rather not go to and open a front door and make their house cold and listen to people singing the first half of Good King Wenceslas on the doorstep and then asking for money and going on to the next house. So we decided to do it a bit more seriously than this, and after a while we got in this pattern of people having prearranged parties and inviting us a group, and we rehearsed a little bit, and I built up a collection of carols. I arranged some, I composed some, discovered some from sources in the past that people didn't know about. And it became, when I came to Havana, we tried it here, and people seemed to like it. And we haven't looked back since then. We've done it almost every year, but with different groups, of course, and now we have one of the best groups I remember having. We've been going to people's houses again this year, and we'll go on doing it as long as we can, I think.
It sounds to me like a sneaky way to get free snacks.
That's part of it.
Instead of,
on the other hand, we don't ask for money. We do it for nothing. Some people are quite surprised. Somebody asked me the other day, what is your fee for doing this? I said, nothing. They could hardly believe it.
Well, you know, to some people, food is payment enough,
yes,
especially
right,
this.
Right. Well, we're quite satisfied
this
with
time
that.
Of year.
But probably we'd do it even for nothing, food.
I'll bet not.
We just enjoy it. Well.
Everybody else is shaking their head. No, actually, they're doing no such thing.
Well, one of the carols has a bit of bread and moldy cheese. That's fine.
Yeah. One of the carols does.
Yeah.
Is that one we're going to hear?
Well, we weren't going to, but.
Well, we don't have to, but I mean, I'm now intrigued. Well, let's hear the one you were planning to do first in your lineup here. These are the Temperley Singers here on Live and Local.
Well, this is a very traditional English carol that I think everybody knows, but it does express the particular way we do it, because the last verse talks about God bless the rulers of this house, and so you're talking directly to your hosts. So that's why I chose this at the beginning one as our first one to do today.
God rest you, merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember, Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day to save poor souls from Satan's power, which had long time gone astray. And its tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. And its tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Now to the Lord sing praises, all you within this place, like we true loving brethren each other to embrace. For the merry time of Christmas is drawing on apace, and its tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. And its tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. God bless the rulers of this house and send them long to reign. And many a merry Christmas may live to see again. Among your friends and kindred that live both far and near.
and God send you a happy new year, happy new year. And God send you a happy new year, happy new year.
The Temperley singers, carolers, what do you actually call yourselves anything other than just
people? We don't really have an official name. A lot of people call us the carol singers, the Temperley singers.
Well, we need to call you something for the purpose of today, but I'll call you by your names. The sopranos for today's gathering are Laura Knox and Lucy Temperley Metzger, who is Nicholas and Mary's daughter. And Marla Scarborough and Mary Temperley are the altos. Andrew Knox, the lone tenor. And Chester Always and Nicholas Temperley himself, the basses, in this studio performance, live studio performance here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. I thought this would be a good way to sort of end Live and Local before we take a break for about 2.5 weeks, and leading up to tomorrow's program, which in fact is a local production of A Christmas Carol, the Nick Schneider's adaptation for Bah Humbug Productions in Parkland Theater, which actually just finished at Parkland. And they adapted it, Nick adapted it further for radio, which they came in this very studio and performed, and it is still in editing. And with any luck, we'll actually have it ready for you. We'll have a 2-hour special to show tomorrow. So we've got the carols, and then we have A Christmas Carol, and then we'll take a break with the program for a while. I said this was the assemblage for this particular gathering. You have, is this the group that is doing the caroling this year, or are there some additional people?
Well, it's a little bit fluid or flexible because not everybody can do it on every night and so on. And I got all the singers who have done it recently together yesterday for a special anniversary party. That was, 11. There were others who couldn't come. We could have got up to 15 or so. Of course, it does make a difference to the sound and the whole effect, but this is more of our normal size of 6 or 7.
When you go from one place to another.
Yes.
And you have various people in the community who ask you back every year,
That's right. And there's still some here, several here, who we sang to in 1959.
No kidding.
We sang to again last night. I invited them to our house, and there they were.
Have they been having you in their home ever since then?
No, there isn't
just periodically.
No continuous one, but some go back to 1968, more or less every continuously.
And how do you find the people to get involved? I mean, obviously, you and Mary are the two givens, but
well,
beyond
that? Well,
we
started off with friends, and then people heard us and at one house and asked us to come to another, and so on. So we've gradually got people. Some people didn't ask us back. other people ask us back every year, so it just varies. We also sing retirement homes, particularly Clark Lindsay, where we're singing this evening at 7 o'clock. And sometimes we've been to Windsor of Savoy and so on. And occasionally we sing at other more public places.
You know, I actually feel, I feel terrible, I have to tell you. I just feel terrible about something. And that is that I think when I was in your Problems and Methods of Musicology class, which I mentioned when you were on the air the other day, I didn't mention this part of it, though. I was at your house for, I think you gave an end-of-the-year party for the class or something like
well,
that.
Well, for a while we actually met at our house, yes.
That I think it was one of those things. And I believe that you invited me to join the singers that year. And for some reason, I didn't do it.
That was the greatest opportunity of your life.
This is what I'm getting at. And I think I may have had the invitation the next year, and I didn't do it for some reason or another. It might be that I go home every year for Christmas, so to Pennsylvania. So I'll pretend that was the reason. But I've never been asked again, and I imagine it's because you say no twice to Nicholas Temperley, and that is it, you know.
Yes, you see, I'm not quite so modest as you thought.
Mild-mannered, I think, was the term. Well, let's have another carol.
This is a solo. It's based on ancient old words, but I've composed this in 1957, and Mary, my wife, always does a solo. It's an alto solo. Although Marlis did it at the Bach concert the other day, but For our group, it's always Mary's Peace.
Out of your sleep arise and wake, for God mankind now hath he take. All of them made without any make.
The Temperley Carolers, with Mary Temperley as the soloist in the solo role, and the sopranos Laura Knox and Lucy Temperley Metzger. Marla Scarborough with Mary of the alto section, tenor Andrew Knox, and the basses Nicholas Temperley and Chester Always here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. And as Nicholas said, that was one of his own compositions written 2 years before they first did this caroling group, 1957. And this is one of many carols, some of them original, some of them arrangements, and some of them previously arranged by other people, in a brand new collection by Nicholas Temperley called Christmas Is Coming, a collection of carols for Advent and Christmas. And this caroling group has to have been, I imagine, the inspiration for this book.
Well, yes, and it was by trying them out with the carol group that I was able to eventually make a selection. I mean, get reactions of the singers, of the audience, which of these really came off in this type of situation. Although not so many people do carols in this way, and many of these are perfectly suitable and have been used in church services, but some of them are quite emphatically not church music and are of a secular kind, some of them quite humorous and so on, and not especially suitable. You won't hear them in church.
But they are suitable for radio audiences.
They're suitable for radio audiences. Yes, and they're very suitable for the season, because this is the time of renewal, it's the time of feasting, it's the time of decoration, and the next one we were planning to do is definitely about preparing for the Christmas feast.
And is also one of the joke carols you described.
Well,
here.
I put in a few jokes, yes, we don't want to get too serious about things. And some of our carols, of course, are extremely serious, including the one we just did, and also have a religious theme.
Is this also one of your compositions?
Yes. Well, it's based on a traditional nursery rhyme. No, this is an arrangement of an old nursery rhyme, which some of you may recognize, although I'm afraid the old nursery rhymes are no longer passed on to the younger generation quite as much as I would like to see.
Well, this is your attempt to remedy that, at least for those
yes.
who happen to be listening to this right now.
Ding, get up and bake your pies, bake your pies, bake your pies. Ding, get up and bake your pies on Christmas Day in the morning.
Dame, what makes a maiden's lie, maiden's lie, maiden's lie. Dame, what makes a maiden's lie on Christmas Day in the morning.
Dame, what makes your ducks to die, ducks to die, ducks to die. Dame, what makes your ducks to die on Christmas Day in the morning.
The wings are cut, they cannot fly, cannot fly, cannot fly. The wings are cut, they cannot fly on Christmas Day in the morning.
That's kind of mean, actually. Shouldn't do things like that to poor ducks on Christmas Eve or on Christmas time. No, that was fun and surprisingly short. The Contemporary Carolers here on Live and Local. So you said that tonight you're going to be at the retirement home Clark Lindsay Village in Champaign.
In Urbana.
In Urbana, sorry.
No?
I haven't had occasion to live there, so...
Ah.
Yet.
Well, you wait.
So I don't. Yeah, you wait. Exactly.
You can visit us there.
Where else have you been so far this year, and where else are you going?
We've been to a number of local, of old friends, and the Dick and Margot Gerard are close friends of ours, and we've been there almost every time we've sung carols for the last 40 years. The same with. Howard and Jean Osborne, we've been to their house, and other old friends, some more recent.
Probably should say that you're mentioning this does not necessarily give license to listeners to show up at those homes.
No.
Because I assume it's by invitation.
It's by invitation, although we always encourage people who would like us to come to their house to let me know. Well, we can't do it this year, but maybe we can do it next year.
And feel free to either contact Nicholas Temperley directly or write to me, and I'll let you know how to do that.
Yes, it doesn't cost anything.
We've got about 5 minutes, and I think we can probably get in. I know you've got two other carols you'd like to do, and I'm particularly interested to hear this Mexican one.
Yes, it's a Mexican posada, which represents a custom there where a boy and a girl representing Joseph and Mary go from house to house, and they're refused admission several times, and then at the last house, when Joseph says, "My wife is the Queen of Heaven," then they admit her. Ask the questioning, say, "We don't want thieves in here," but they finally admit the boy and the girl, or sometimes a larger group of children, and that is represented in the words of this, and I've arranged it in what is meant to be a kind of a version of Spanish, old-fashioned Spanish language popular music.
Sigana de la ante, yo
En Nombre del Cielo from Mexico. Traditional carol there, arranged by Nicholas Temperley from his collection called Christmas is Coming, sung here by the Temperley singers, Temperley carolers, call them what you will. They are Laura Knox, Lucy Temperley Metzger, Marla Scarborough, Mary Temperley, Andrew Knox, Chester Always, and Nicholas Temperley. And with a couple of minutes left, I think that many people will particularly recognize this last one.
Right.
Angels we have heard on high, sweetly singing o'er the plains, and the mountains in reply echo back their joyous strains. Gloria in excelsis Deo, gloria in excelsis Deo. Shepherds, why this jubilee? Why your gladsome strain prolong? Say, what may the tidings be which inspire your heavenly song? Gloria in excelsis Deo.
Mary and Mary Temperley, and celebrating 50 years of caroling together with their friends and family. This is Live and Local on WYNL FM and HD Urbana.